Plantation House Party with Jack West, the Dixie Dons, the Colonels of Corps, and the Plantation Choir. Yours truly, Louis Buck, and starring the Duke of Paducah.
I'm going to the wagon, boy. These shoes are killing me.
To those blue Dixie skies.
Down on the old plantation, we'll have a good old fashioned party.
Well, little pitchers have big ears, and big dukes have big mouths. So it's time to listen to the tales of the town, and here's the man to tell him, the Duke of Paducah.
Say, Louie, if you ever want to get your fortune told, I'll take you to a gypsy tea room that's different. They tell you a fortune with coffee beans.
Coffee beans.
By just looking at you, they can tell if you're a Silex or if you're a drip. Me and my big fat wife went to them spirit mediums the other night. We got two messages for the price of one. The ghost was holding bank night. Boy, was that place scary. When we went in the house, there was a skull on the front porch that had a note in it.
A note in it? A skull with a note in it? What'd the note say?
It said, leave no bodies until Monday. The fortune teller looked at my big fat wife and he said, you wish to know about your future husband? And she said, no, I wish to know about the past of my present husband for future you. And when they turned out the lights in the room, I heard some real spooky, goose pimply, weird music. Oh, that was the weirdest of this music ever I heard. In fact, I ain't heard such weird music since Grandpa swallowed the harmonica and then got the asthma.
Well, Duke, if you'll make yourself disappear for a couple of minutes, Jack West will sing Sorry, if that's the way you feel.
I tried to show you how I love you and prove my love for you was real. But now you tell me it's all over. I'm sorry if that's the way you feel. I've lived an open book before you. My life held nothing to conceal. You seem to think I was just fooling. I'm sorry if that's the way you feel. You're leaving me with only heartache, a pain that time will never heal. But this is all that I can say, dear. I'm sorry if that's the way you feel. I know this is the hour of parting. I guess it's useless to appeal. Goodbye, good luck, and may God bless you. I'm sorry if that's the way you feel.
Come on, folks, and gather round. Follow this advice so sound.
Colonels of Corn playing Caravan. Say, Dookie Doo, what kind of looking guy was this fortune teller?
Oh, Lord, that was the scariest looking man ever I seen. He had them Coast Guard eyes.
Coast Guard eyes?
Yeah, one watching the Atlantic and one watching the Pacific. And he looked at me and he said, "You are going to die when you are 40 years old." I said, "Heck, I'm 45 years old now." He said, "In that case, you have been dead 5 years and don't know it." And he was calling on the spirits and talking to them, and all of a sudden my big fat wife started to put in her 2 cents, and I said, "Shut up! Don't spook until you're spooking to." He turned to one man and said, "The spirit of your wife is here, and she wishes to speak with you. What shall I say to her?" And this fella said, "Ask her where she put my long, heavy underwear." There was one woman there, and she was talking to the spirit of her husband. And she said to the fortune teller, "He has asked me to send him some cigarettes and some, but no matches." Said, "Where shall I send them?" The fortune teller said, "If he has asked for cigarettes but no matches, lady, there is only one place to send them." Folks, when I went to the mind reader, my mind was as blank as could be. So I just turned around and headed back for the wagon, yelling, "These shoes are killing me."
I think the Dixie Dimes don't have to gaze into a crystal ball to know where they're headed. A little bit south of North Carolina.
Just a little bit south of North Carolina, that's where I long to be. In a little brown shack in South Carolina, someone waits for me. In his letter he says that the weather's fine and the folks are feeling great. The garden looks grand and the red rose vine is singing to the gate.
Just a little bit south of North Carolina, that's where my thoughts all stray. To the one I love best in South Carolina, I'm going back someday.
I can hardly wait to see the face of the one I idolize. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, I'll find paradise.
She says the weather's fine and the folks are feeling great.
The garden looks grand and the red rose vine is
clinging
to the gate.
To the one I love best in South Carolina, I'm going back someday.
Just a little bit south of North Carolina, that's where my thoughts all stray. I can hardly wait to see the face of the one I idolize.
Just a little bit south of North Carolina,
I'll find my paradise.
Louis, it was just a little bit south of North Carolina where I finally got the best of them fortune teller fellas.
Well, what'd you do, Dookie Doo? Beat them at their own game?
That I did, cousin. Somebody should have told them I was the original Dookie Doo, foreseer into the future, mastermind of necromancy. Why, bub, I predicted world-shaking events months before they happened. I had visions of talking machines long before the fox terrier ever sat in front of his horn. I told them fellas what folks was going to be listening to this very minute and what they were going to like best about this show.
You know what our audience wants to hear, huh?
Indeed I do. They want to hear this young friend of ours. He's been waiting, and now they'll hear him. Listen. Once again, we hear from Jack West singing "Try a Little Tenderness." But first, here's a little thought you might like. Modesty is often mistaken for secrecy, and silence for bad temper. Get us in a good humor, Jack, for the song.
She may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. talk so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Well, that's all we have time for, friends. This is the Duke of Paducah speaking for Jack West, Owen Bradley, the Dixie Don, Joy Buck, and all the Plantation House gang. We never say goodbye, just so long, and keep listening.